Grace, mercy, and God's peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. These words from our Old Testament reading from Genesis chapter 4, verse 7. If you do well, will you not be accepted? And if you do not do well, sin is crouching at the door. Its desire is for you, but you must rule over it. Here ends our scripture reading, we pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, Lord God, we ask you in the midst of whatever is going on in our heads, our minds, whatever's happening beyond these walls, Lord God, we ask you to keep our minds and hearts fixed on your word this morning. In your son's name we pray. Amen. I don't know about you, but it seems like my body is having an adverse reaction to being up too early. So hopefully we can get through this. Hopefully we can talk about this idea of Cain and Abel, two brothers who were the first children, and so they demonstrated to us what children do best. They do not get along with each other. And so here we see that in Genesis 4, we see a concept here that two brothers, and they're almost polar opposites. Of course, one is a shepherd, the other being a true grain farmer. I will have to admit, I had to learn something this week. I had to ask a bunch of farmers what they do. And it's an interesting concept because I didn't quite understand some of the premise. And then I didn't know that what gets on my table goes through a process that's even greater than I can even imagine. And so the first thing we want to talk about this, there's two types of offering. There's two types of offering in our scripture reading, in Genesis. And the first we look at Abel. And Abel has livestock. And what I had to figure out is farmers are really smart in the idea of looking to the future. They really are. If you ever have gone to a livestock show, it's not the prettiest thing in the world, but it is very interesting where they bring in a set of cattle and people bid on that group of cattle. We have a group, 448 FFH, and they try to raise the best cattle they can. Well, there's a reason for that, and I had to kind of learn about that. It's all about genetics, is that if you have what's called a good bull, is there a good bull and bad bull? Is that the case? So if there's good bull, therefore he's worth more, he defines a characteristic where he has genetically not predisposed to disease, to any kind of arthritis. He will make sure that genetically your flock is better off down the road if you put that good bull in with your herd, rather than bad bull. And bad bull is that genetically your livestock will be worth less if you let him with the rest of your herd. So I kind of had to learn that this week, that there is a difference when you look out into the fields. And it's no different with Abel. Abel comes to the Lord, and he comes with the very best. The very best. And looking at this kind of farming, it means that the best will not ensure the best future. Abel is sacrificing everything he has in the future for praising God for who he is right then and there. And so Abel is handing God his future and his trust in him by telling him, it doesn't matter what I have right now, I trust that what I have in the future will be better because I've kept you first. Cain, on the other hand, raises grain. And Cain looks at the world differently. Cain looks at, this is really good. And if you go to a banquet or anything, food looks good, right? Right? You tend to gravitate towards the nice-looking food as opposed to the rotting food over here, correct? Yeah? Anyone go to the rotting food first? No, you go to the really good-looking food. Cain kept this food for himself. Cain was the one that says, I don't care what God wants in my life. I'm going to keep it for myself. And the reason he did that is because Cain had no connection. Cain, his connection with God, that he... Cain was not able to connect with God because his heart only looked inward. His heart only looked inward. Cain was only concerned with himself. You can almost see that. Look at verse 13. After he kills his brother, Cain says to the Lord, my punishment is greater than I can bear. Doesn't that sound like a two-year-old who's been fighting with his siblings and they break something and they stand right in front of it so you can't see it, saying, I didn't do anything. It wasn't me. Cain is saying, God, I don't deserve any kind of retribution. I did what I did. Accept it. And so we see two different hearts as they chase after God. But what's interesting is this. God continued to care for Cain. All throughout this scripture verse, I hope what you see here is a God that's caring for Cain even though he knows deep inside what Cain wants in life. And if you have a pen, I would love for you to underline the last line in verse 7. Verse 7 reads this, if you do well, will you not be accepted? And if you do not do well, sin is crouching at the door. This is key. Its desire is for you. You must rule over it. And the question, well, why is this so important? Why is this something that we need to focus on? Because this is not the first time this exact piece has been in the Bible. The words that are used here are used in Genesis chapter 3, verse 16. When God comes to Eve, and Eve said, it wasn't my fault. It was the serpent. Got that? Cain came from Eve. Eve tried to say, I didn't do anything. And then God says, your desire will be for your husband, but he will rule over you. And God uses the same phrase here, that what Eve really wants in life, her innermost thought, is the exact same thing as Cain's. It's all inward. What do I think I deserve? What do I think I want out of life? And so it's interesting is that this same phrase is used in two different generations. It's passed on. And so this morning, I hope you see that God continued to care for Cain no matter what. Even though he went ahead and killed his brother, you see God's love still pouring out to him. Cain, I'm going to go with you. Cain, even though your sin is great, I'm still going to be there for you. Cain says, I'm a dead man. God says, Cain, I'm still going to care for you no matter what. And so this morning, what I want to point out to you this morning is, did you realize that we had a picture of Cain here in this church? Did you guys know we had a portrait? No? Some of you are looking at me like, okay, we know you, Pastor, what's going on? Some of you are looking at me like, okay, this is kind of weird, all right? And so I want you to reveal this portrait over here. And so what I hope you would see is that Cain's picture if you notice in that portrait that you can see Cain in this. You can see a person, and carrying it here, I had to look into it, and I noticed Cain was still in this portrait. You see, in my life, I'm still focused on what my needs are. What do I need today? What does God owe me? God, where are you? God, forget the billions of people in the world. I should matter most. But today we want to see that Cain was only after himself. Abel, on the other hand, Abel said, it doesn't matter about my future. What happens here doesn't matter. Lord, I want to live for you. I can live as long as you are with me. And so we see the sacrifice of what Abel did is still even into the reaches of the New Testament. In Hebrews, the writer of Hebrews talks about Abel's sacrifice. Abel said, God, here I am. Here I am. Here's my future. Here's everything that you're going to give me. And I'm going to give my very best to you. My best of my flocks, the first of my flocks, and whatever I have left over. Lord God, I understand that this is going to be enough for me. And so I totally rely on what you will give me, because I know that you will provide. And so we see Abel, even after his death, it's proclaimed in the New Testament as one who ran after God's heart. And so this morning, I want to encourage you guys. This Cain, this portrait of Cain, every time you look at Cain in the mirror, you will see someone that Satan is trying to lure away from God's word, away from what is true, away from what is beautiful. Satan could care less. He could care less about you, but he smiles every time he can get you away from God. I see it in my life. I see it in so many other people's lives. Satan loves pain. Satan loves to turn our attention to him and not God, as he did Cain. This morning, we focus on a God who goes with us no matter what. No matter if we're the worst Cain. And yet God still declares his love that he went to the cross for us. And his sacrifice was the best overall. That he gave everything he had on this earth in order that you may hope for the future. That whatever we have in him is the greatest. We pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, Lord God, there are two people inside of us this morning. There is one that wants to run after you. There is one that wants to lay our future before you, but Lord God, so many times we get in the way. Our other self wants to say, me first. How you live if you put God first? Lord God, in the midst of silence, help us to understand that you are hearing our thoughts. You are answering our prayers, our petitions. You are smiling down on us because your sacrifice gave us hope for the future. In your Son's name we pray. Amen. We sing.